From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump called Sunday for the immediate deportation of illegal immigrants entering the United States. In his Twitter message, he said there should be no judges or court cases. We cannot allow all of these people to invade our country, he said. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
President Trump said Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after the midterms in November. House Homeland Security Committee Chair Michael McCaul says he has been in contact with the White House.
They say the president's still 100% behind us.
On Fox News Sunday, McCaul thinks the future of the zero-tolerance policy at the border is shaky.
That policy may be revisited, and it may not go forward.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Maryland's Elijah Cummings says the demands are simple.
We want to be humane. We want to make sure that these families are reunited after the president created this false crisis.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Protests continue over the treatment of migrants detained in Texas for entering the United States illegally. Although the Trump administration last week reversed its controversial practice of separating detained children and parents at the border. On Sunday, about 30 parents who've been separated from their children by the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol were released. American officials had dropped criminal charges against the parents who'd been apprehended entering the country illegally. An organization that aids immigrants said it would take care of the parents, but it was not known how or when they might be reunited with their children. The parents were given little guidance other than a telephone number to call to try to get information about where their children are. This is VOA News. An explosion.